Welcome to Twintopia, the podcast about all things twins.
I'm Julie.
And I'm Katie.
And we are identical twins. Okay, so Katie.
Yeah.
This episode today is about ESP, and we wanted to hear our listeners' ESP stories because some ESP things had happened to us recently, and we thought we should revisit this topic because we did ask people about it at the Twin Festival in Ohio when we went. We were asking if twins thought that it was real or if it was made up, because I know a lot of people think it's not a real thing, and we believe very strongly that it is, not just with twins, just in general, because we've just had things happen that there's no way.
Yeah, we've had experiences that have shown us that obviously it's real.
Yeah, there's something going on in the non-physical world that you can't explain.
Yes.
So
we'll maybe never understand it, but that's okay.
That's okay. But there's something else going on out there. And with your twin, it seems like there are a lot more of these stories going on because there's a connection that's otherworldly that happens with your twin sometimes. And I, even though I've never felt physical pain when you're having pain, I've definitely had moments where I've been like, okay, Katie's not happy and I haven't been with you, you know?
Yeah.
Like I've gotten strong senses that things are not okay with you and I've been right.
Yeah.
You know,
I think you have a stronger sense of those things than I do.
Yeah.
But I think I have ADD, and I don't know if you have it. If you do, you have it to a much lesser degree. And I feel like if I was able to tap into those things, my distractedness takes me away from any of those feelings I would otherwise have, I think.
Maybe. But I've had enough experiences that I believe people who say that they have felt each other's physical pain.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that happens.
Believe
I believe that happens to people. So we asked for people to tell their stories, and I wondered if you wanted to read some of the comments people left on Facebook.
Sure, sure. Okay, so just as a warning, the first one is kind of intense, so just be prepared for that.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one is from Evan, and he says, back when I was using heroin a few years back, I shot up in my bedroom and sadly overdosed. My twin brother, Dane, got a weird feeling and went to check on me and found me unconscious. Ooh. The bedroom door was locked, and thankfully he had a key and opened the door. He then screamed out to my family, and Narcan was administered, bringing me back to life. 100% true story. I've been completely sober now for 2.5 years and work for a treatment center helping other people get sober.
Whoa, so his twin saved his life.
Yeah, because he just had a feeling and he did a check on him.
Oh my gosh, I definitely believe in that.
Yeah, because that was a silent killer. His brother was unconscious on the other side of that door.
And he just got this terrible feeling.
Yeah.
I believe that.
I believe that too.
Wow. I'm so glad. Is his name Evan? Is that what you said?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Evan, I am so glad if you're listening that your brother had that twin connection.
Yes.
Because, gosh, and I'm glad you're still here with us.
Yes, and I'm sure Dane is really excited that he was able to help you and that you're still here.
Yeah, oh my gosh, what a story.
Yes. Okay, so I'm only using first names here. This next one's from Amber. She says, when me and my twin were young kids and riding toys with wheels barefoot, my sister stubbed her big toe and it was bleeding badly and felt no pain. However, I was the one with pain on the same big toe.
Yep.
That's so weird that her sister, who actually was the one that stubbed her toe, didn't feel pain.
Oh, so the sister didn't feel the pain. I would think you'd both feel it.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, why would the sister who stubbed her toe not have any pain at all?
That's weird.
It was like her sister took it for her.
Yeah.
That I've never heard that before.
Do you think that means that you could be like a soul divided into two bodies?
Yes. Like that's what it seems like. I mean, it feels like you and I have very different souls.
Yes, me too.
Obviously,
I feel like that
same,
too.
Same DNA and same upbringing, but different souls and different spirits, you know?
Yes.
Or those are the same thing probably. But anyway, it sounds like they're united, like connected.
Mm-hmm. Connected.
I wonder about conjoined twins, because their bodies are conjoined, but they have two different brains. So they would have different souls, right? Right.
They would.
They would feel each other's physical pain if it happened on their shared body.
But we don't know how things work on the other side. Like, we don't
know
if sometimes people's soul can be divided into two.
Yeah. I'm okay with the mystery of not knowing that stuff yet.
Me too.
But it is interesting.
Interesting to think about.
To think about, like, oh my goodness, these weird things are happening that I feel like is more prevalent with twins. Yeah. But obviously weird
You can't stuff explain. Let's hear some more.
Okay, this is Melinda, and she says, my twin sis and I went shopping together as we were going on a family vacation. We separated in the store and agreed to meet back at the car when we were finished. When we got back to the car, we both realized we bought three outfits each, and they were exactly the same. Oh my gosh. Like, we've heard a lot of, when we were at the Twins Days Festival, we heard a lot of people saying, oh, we bought this same shirt, and they were like wearing it in different states in preparation.
On the same day?
I don't know, but they were like shopping in different cities and came up with the same outfit, you know, and they were like, to bring on their vacation, but I've never heard of three outfits. Like, if they both bought exactly three outfits, and they're all three exactly the same.
Remember, we interviewed those older lady twins that said that they bought the same card for their mother and mailed it to her on her birthday separately. They didn't live together.
Yeah.
And mailed it to their mother, and she is the one that said, oh my gosh, you both sent me the same exact card.
Yeah. I mean, if these two were shopping together in the same store, then I can see how they would be drawn to the same things, because the same things were available to them.
Right.
But in a whole different city, to pick out the same card or the same outfit.
Well, they said they both bought it at Walmart. So they were at the same store, but at different places.
Oh, yeah. Different Walmarts.
Different
Walmarts. Parts of the country. But these people, three outfits, that's pretty incredible.
That's three for three.
Oh, love that. Reminds me, this morning, have you done the Wordle yet?
Yes, and I was going to bring that up. I have it in my notes here to talk about.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so today's word, and we can tell everybody, because by the time this airs, it's
not a spoiler, but it's clone. It's not a spoiler.
Clone.
Which I know is not the same thing as twin, but it has to be a...
so similar.
It has to be a five-letter word. If you know about Wordle, it's always a five-letter word. And I know it's easy to put an S on the end and call it twins instead of twin. But Wordle, we notice, does not like to use, like, plural form of a word. Do you know what I mean? Just to make it be five letters. They really try, it seems like, to get a five-letter word that's five letters without making it plural.
Right. So they would not use twins, is what you're saying.
I don't think they would. So this is like a clone is very similar to a twin, right?
It's the closest Wordle word that will ever be to twins, because they're not going to pluralize something.
This goes with what I want to talk about later in our episode.
But let me just say one more thing.
Okay.
I got it in two guesses, and twins by definition are made up of two people.
Yeah.
So the fact that I got it in two guesses and the word was clone on the day that we were planning to talk about ESP with twins is pretty incredible.
That is really cool. I got it in four guesses.
Oh, double. Still divisible by two.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry I'm math nerding out on you. Okay. Okay, this next one. Okay, so this is Amber, and she says, I have a small funny story to share. A few years ago, my twin and her now husband picked me up to do some shopping together, I think. I started telling him how I had shaved one of my legs but forgot to shave the other one. Then my brother-in-law acted super surprised, and my sister laughed. She had also recently shaved just one of her legs and not the other. I shaved the one she forgot to shave, and she shaved the one that I forgot to shave. It's a mirror twin.
That's funny.
Moment.
It's really funny.
Like, they're one person, and together both legs were shaved.
That's funny.
That is so funny. Okay, this next one is Joe Mrs. Oh, I see. Mrs. is part of her last name on her user account. Okay, this is from Joe. My daughter had something on the bottom of her foot, so I took a baby wipe and began rubbing the sole to clean it off. As I began doing this, her identical twin starts cracking up and laughingly says, Mommy, stop. That really tickles. I got goosebumps realizing the twin connection was that strong.
That's so cool.
She's
a mom of twins.
She's the mom of twins, and she was tickling one twin's foot with the baby wipe, and the other one was getting tickled, but not the one she was wiping.
Yes, it was the other one.
That's interesting. Okay, this is from, okay, I hope I can say your name right. It's Shaleodria. That's really beautiful. I hope I said it right. Shaleodria is how it's spelled.
Okay.
Okay, she said, oh, it's cut off. Okay, let me go to the next one. I see. Here it is. My twin and I was at the church picnic at a state park with a lake and a waterfall. My back was towards the lake. She and her boyfriend decides to get on the paddle boats. All of a sudden, I get the urgent, scared feeling. All I could do was yell out her name. We all turned around, and she had fallen in the lake. My uncle actually drove to the other side of the lake and saved her. I wonder if she couldn't swim. Do you think they were young? Maybe they were young.
That's what I was taking when I... That's what I was sensing. Yeah, she was trying to say that she couldn't swim, and like she just sensed something was wrong and started calling for her, and then her uncle had to go over there and save her.
But maybe nobody would have been alerted because, again, just like the heroin overdose, it's a silent killer is drowning. No one hears it.
But it sounds like she was with somebody. Why wouldn't that person she was with save her?
Because that's what I'm saying. It sounds like no one was paying attention. That her sister fell out of the boat and was drowning.
Yeah.
Like no one noticed, and she was the one that saved her.
By drawing attention to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this one has two different ones, and it looks like they're in different orders. So I'm going to try to read it in the right order. Okay, this is from Jasmine. She says, one time during the summer, we were riding bikes and got separated. The friend I was with kept asking, where could she be? She was just right here. I kept stopping, closing my eyes, trying to see what she was seeing. And sure enough, after about 15 long minutes, I happened to have called out her name. And there she was, maybe 30 yards away. And then the second one says, or when mommy whooped your ass, I came home telling her my butt was sore. I don't understand any of this. Is there a third part that I'm missing? Do you understand this?
No, I don't.
Okay, let's cut this out because I don't understand the story.
Okay. We'll just skip that one.
I think we might have missed something. I don't know. Okay, this is from Jessica. It says, they wake up with the same dream or nightmare at the same time and need each other. So she's talking about a set of twins that she knows, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting that their dreams are the same.
Yeah, I don't.
That's the first I've heard of that.
I have a hard time imagining that happening, but maybe.
I mean,
there's a lot we don't know about, like you said.
Yeah. Okay. So Lindsay says, when my womb mate and I were 4 years old, she had fallen off a bucket and broke her arm. I didn't see it happen as I was inside the house. She was right outside. My mom rushed her to the hospital, and her great aunt Dorothy watched me. When my mom and sister got home later that night, our aunt told my mom that I was walking around the house the whole night holding my elbow and saying, ouch. I was holding the same elbow that my sister had broken earlier.
Aw. Aw.
She's feeling your sister's pain. Now, that seems to be a common one.
Yeah, that's a common one.
Why is it with pain?
Yeah, I don't know. But I think it's just because it's just so, if you can imagine if that happened to you, how shocked you'd be if you're feeling a pain and you don't know why you're feeling that pain because nothing's happening to you, and then come to find out that your twin had something happen in that same area of the body, you'd be like,
yeah,
this is too weird.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Okay, this is
because we specifically asked for the weirdest or most bizarre ESP stories.
Yes,
so
the
like
bizarre
ones. Just having a bad feeling isn't as bizarre as feeling a physical
something
pain
very
that didn't happen to you.
Right. And it's sounding like it's the pain is not happening, or the tickle is not happening to the one that should be happening to.
Yep.
That's new for
me. That's new for me too.
Okay. Quinceal says, my husband, twin, nephew, and I were driving home to visit our folks, and we stopped at a rest stop for a bathroom break. It was a huge place and super crowded, so my husband took my toddler nephew and my sister and I. Oh, took my, okay, I see.
So there's two guys. There's a man and a little boy. So the her husband took her, yeah. her nephew, because you obviously
the men's
need,
room.
You need a man to go with the little boy.
The boy. So my and husband then, took my toddler yeah. nephew, and my sister and I headed to the ladies' area. It was so crowded, we split up. While I was in the bathroom, I got a real rush of deja vu. When I was done, I booked it out of the bathroom. When I got outside, I saw my husband and my nephew standing just off in the distance. I sped walked all the way to them, but out the corner of my right of my eye, I saw someone else speed walking their way. When I got to my husband and nephew, this looks like it continues.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I couldn't get it all in one thing.
Oh no. But you didn't.
Okay, let me just, okay. Can I just explain the story? Because yeah. the way she's describing it, it's a little hard to follow. But basically what she's saying is she was so excited to run tell her husband that she had deja vu when she was in the bathroom. Like she Got felt it. Like she's in a rest stop that she doesn't think she's been in before.
Oh.
And but she's like, I feel like I've been in this restroom before.
Got it.
And she got so
traveling.
So she just got so excited to run tell her husband that she had this deja vu moment in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And then her twin is also running up. And then they realize that they both had a dream about that bathroom.
Oh my gosh. That's insane.
So it's not like they had a chance to talk to each other about it first. They both came up and they're like, oh my gosh, her twin was like, I had a dream about that bathroom. And she's like, oh my gosh, I had deja vu about that bathroom too. Like they both had this weird moment.
Like they both had been there before.
They both had dreams about that bathroom.
That's so weird.
But why that bathroom? I don't know.
I don't know. Something significant happened in a previous life, or they just had a premonition.
Or maybe just prior to going on this trip together, they just had a dream, and then when they're in the bathroom they're like, why does this feel familiar? And then they realize they had had a dream about what was coming.
So that's
you know?
The second one about shared dreams.
Mm-hmm.
We never had that,
but I wonder, like, how do we know? Because I don't usually I don't remember my dreams, and if I do, I'd rarely tell you about them.
Right, so it could be we're having the same dream all
we're
the time.
We're having the same dream probably
maybe
a
every
lot.
Night.
But again, maybe that's only people that have a split soul. And maybe we don't have a split soul.
That kind of scares me. It's like a horcrux. Your soul got split into multiple pieces.
Oh, right. The horcrux.
Oh, no.
Sorry. For you, those of you who are not Harry Potter fans, you will not know what we're talking about.
And if you are a person that's had a story where you shared a dream or were saying that you share your soul, we're not saying that you're evil Voldemort.
Okay. I'm hearing a lot of clicking.
Okay, because I'm moving around because I'm laughing. I'm sorry. Okay. Josh says, it's our favorite JB, the one and only Josh Brolin. El Pollo Loco commercials, contrast, a celebrity death match. What is happening here? This cuts off.
Hmm.
Oh, this is episodes of a podcast that you screenshotted. Listen now, Twin Flames. Life is shorter.
No,
snow
don't
day.
Open any other emails than that one email.
These are screen captures. I can't. No, this is part of the screen captures that you sent me with the twin stuff.
Okay, sorry. That was part of the next part. Just ignore that part.
Okay.
Just do the screen captures of the comments.
I did. That was the last one.
Okay. And then there was one more, but maybe it was Evan's because I did not read that one that you just read.
Okay.
Let me just.
I think that quick. Maybe you sent me your screenshots in a different order than you were taking them. Or that they happened?
I don't know. I think I started from the oldest to the newest so that I would make sure I didn't miss any new ones that came in.
Yeah. So that's what you did. They're backwards.
Okay. There was another one from today. It says, this is from Scott. Can you stop with the rustling of the paper or whatever?
Sorry.
I'm hearing it again.
Okay. Start again.
Okay. Stop moving. This is from Scott. He says, I think my strangest was the shared dream we had, but from a different angle. We both didn't know that one another were in the same dream, although I could see him moving objects. It appeared to me as an invisible force was doing it. I came to realize that maybe we couldn't see one another because we are, in essence, two sides of the same coin. That was my take anyway. So I'm not really understanding what he's saying. It sounds like he had a dream where objects in the dream were moving by an invisible force.
Which was him.
Which then he must have talked to. He didn't say this, but I'm assuming he's meaning he later talked to his brother and found out that his twin had a dream and he was moving those objects in his own dream.
Yes, I think that too. Like they can only see their brother's side of
it. So what he's saying is that they're two parts of the same soul.
A horcrux.
That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing.
That's what I'm hearing too, is that they share a dream because they are two halves of the same person.
Yes.
Wow. I never
Which
thought of
this is not
that
where
way.
I thought this episode was going to go. No, like, that's not how I think of ESP. I think
I
of it
think
as
of twins as being two halves of a person.
I think of it as we are two souls that are just very closely united and have such a close bond that we can sense when other person is having a trouble or in pain. But I never thought of it as one soul being split in two. But this is making me rethink that. Not for all twins, but just for some twins.
There's a split soul twins and the non-split soul twins, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting.
So this brings me to one of the things I want to talk about with you.
Okay.
So I've been having this feeling, and it's been going on for about a year now, where I, and maybe just because of our podcast, but our podcast we've been doing for over 2 years now.
Right.
And 2.5 years we've been doing this podcast. Yeah. But just in the last
coming
year.
Coming up on 3, actually.
I have been noticing that twins are being talked about constantly. And like at first I thought, well, it's just because I obviously follow a lot of twin groups online. So then you know how there's like an algorithm where they start showing you, like, you stop and you read a
more
post.
Of whatever you like.
Yeah, whatever you stop and you read a post about, they're going to show you more of that. So that is happening, but it's also happening on a television show that I'm watching that, like, my social media doesn't know what show I was watching, right? I'm listening.
Do they, though?
I don't know. But like, and then I'm listening to podcasts and like twins just keeps popping up. Like I mentioned to you on our last episode about the Twix commercials, and now they're using identical twin men to talk about one is the left Twix and one is the right Twix.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using twins to demonstrate that.
Which, like, is so funny because I use Twix as an example.
I know. It's a new marketing thing they're doing with twins.
Yeah.
And then I'm just seeing people talk about twins. It's just like coming up all over the place. And I just feel like there's this thing that we started hearing about. I first heard the term collective unconscious during COVID because it seemed like everybody was talking about the same things and being aware of the same things. And I started hearing that term. Maybe it's been around longer, but that's when I first heard the term collective unconscious. And I thought it was a bunch of hooey when I heard about it at first. But now
can I read the definition?
Yes. Oh, yes. Please do.
I have it right here.
Okay.
Okay. According to Wikipedia, which you know is not the end all be all, it's just somebody wrote the definition and they said it means refers to the unconscious mind and shared mental concepts. It is generally associated with idealism and was coined by Carl Jung. According to Jung, the human collective unconscious is populated by instincts as well as archetypes, ancient primal symbols such as the Great Mother, the Wise Old Man, the Shadow, the Tower Water, and the Tree of Life. Jung considered the collective unconscious to underpin and surround the unconscious mind, distinguishing it from the personal unconscious of Freudian psychoanalysts. He believed that the concept of the collective unconscious helps to explain why similar themes occur in mythologies around the world. He argued that the collective unconscious had a profound influence on the lives of individuals who lived out its symbols and clothed them in meaning throughout their experiences. The psychotherapeutic practices of analytical psychology revolves around examining the patient's relationship to collective unconscious.
Okay, so it's been around for a while, this idea of a collective unconscious. But I do think there's something to it because, you know, things come into your consciousness from different medias and different people, like, right? And you don't even aware that it's in your brain. I just feel like right now there is like a surge in people thinking about twins, talking about twins, having feelings. And it seems to be a lot of times, and I'll give you some examples, where people are telling you their thoughts on what they feel about twins. There's bold statements being made. I love twins. I'm fascinated with twins. I hate twins. Like, these are the things that I'm seeing on a regular basis.
That's so weird. Okay. So give me some examples.
Okay. So the Wordle of the day was one of them. Like, you know, the word is clone. I know it's not twin, but very similar.
That is the closest you can come to twins without being twins.
Right.
Because it's like two creatures that have the same DNA, like identical twins.
Twins are on people's minds, okay? I'm just telling you. And then this happened like a year ago. on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which I love that show.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most recent season. And you know the agent lady that mm-hmm. plays Mrs. Maisel's agent? I can't remember her name.
I can't either.
Joe or I don't know. But she's playing poker with a bunch of guys. And she has like twos, like a two. I don't know. It's a set of twos or something. And she says... Mm-hmm. I love twins. I don't know. It was just a little thing. And I just picked up on it because I was like, oh, I love that she's saying she loves twins, but it's because she's talking about her cards, right?
Right.
And then the term twin flames has now, like, it's an old term that, according to Wikipedia, it's a term referring to soulmates coined by English novelist Marie Corelli. In her 1886 novel, A Romance of Two Worlds. So this is a term that was coined in the 1800s, so a long time ago. But I always heard people talking about soulmates until, like, literally like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I'm hearing it everywhere, and it popped up on one of my podcasts that I listened to because there was a trailer on one of my podcasts called Life Is Short. And they, you know how they'll like just insert as its own episode a trailer for another podcast, right? So there's a new podcast called Twin Flames, and it's just about, it usually is a romantic relationship is what they're talking about. They're not usually talking about twins, but I just think it's so weird that they're using this term twin flames, and I've been hearing it everywhere now. Instead of just saying soulmates, they love to say twin flames. I don't personally love it. I like the soulmates thing better, but okay, whatever. Anyway. Twins. It's on people's minds.
Yeah.
And then our cousin from Alabama had a, like, they were showing pictures from some bridal shower. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the last picture was a meme from Parent Trap where they show the two, well, the one girl that's playing twins.
They was just it the Lindsay Lohan?
Or yeah. The Lindsay Lohan version. And so there was like a meme of her by herself and then a meme of her with her superimposed other her.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand the meme. I didn't understand what the point of this tacked on to a bunch of pictures of a bridal shower or baby shower or something. I didn't get it. But I was just like, okay, here we go again. Twins. It's on people's minds for whatever reason.
Right.
Then I'm listening to Dax Shepard's podcast and he has Heidi Klum on the show and she has twins. So he's asking her about her twins, but then he goes on to like be like, oh my gosh, I love twins. I don't remember exactly what he said, but he was so fascinated, he said, by twins. And he just had all these questions for her about them being twins. A lot of people have twins. So that part itself wasn't unusual for someone to say, oh, I have twins.
Yeah, I feel like parenting twins is way more a bigger thing right now than adult twins like us. Like a lot of more little children are twins because of infertility help, I think.
I just thought it was interesting that he was like, I am obsessed with twins. Or he said something about that. Like that he loves twins and he's so like intrigued by them.
He should come to the Twins Days Festival. He would think it was amazing.
Yeah. So I just thought that's interesting that he's not even just talking about the fact that she has them. He's going on to say, I love twins. And then I see a little clip on social media from Kelly Ripa. Kelly, you know, she does this show with her husband now, Mark. Yeah. And they must have been in Vegas or something because it wasn't their normal studio. It was this huge auditorium. And they must have been like the after show. I don't know. It was just a little clip on social media of her panning to the audience. And there was these adult girl twins. And she goes, oh, my gosh, I am so obsessed with adult twins. I have to talk to these twins in the audience. And she made a joke because I guess Gelman, the show's producer, was like, ignore the twins, please do not discuss the twins that are, because he had seen them too, and he was just like, I don't know, he knew that she would go nuts if she saw him, and please don't talk about them.
Why?
And I don't know, she was just making a joke that he specifically told her not to talk about them, but she's like, I have to bring them up on stage because I am obsessed with adult twins. And then she was just making jokes with them, and she was like, so how long have you been twins, you know? And then she brought them on stage and they showed like a clip of them taking pictures up on stage with them. I don't know. It was just a tiny little clip, but I was just like, okay, here's another person giving their statement, whether they like twins or they don't like twins. Like, it's just on people's minds, I'm telling you. Okay. Then I'm scrolling through Facebook and an advertisement for these shoes. And it was Camper is the brand. I'd never heard of them. And the shoes look like penny loafers, only the sole is like a Doc Martin, like big, chunky, not my kind of shoe. The shoe collection is called Twins.
Okay, but anything that comes to you via Facebook, you know, is not collective of unconscious. It's them stalking you.
But I don't think so, because it was a company. It was like DSW or Nordstrom's Rack. It was a store that I shop at.
And the word Twins is in their
But they were showing me algorithm. All kinds of shoes, not just those shoes. They were just showing me shoes. And that was one of the, on the carousel of shoes, was called Twins.
Okay.
And it's just in big letters, Twins collection. So then I go to their website because I was like, okay, is this a new thing? And in this case, it's not a new thing. Their quote on their website says, in 1988, we challenged the idea that shoes should be identical, designing a mismatched pair with asymmetrical details, and our iconic Twins was born. And on each shoe, like, they're the same color in general, but like something on it will have a different color. Than
Wait
the
a
other
second.
Shoe.
So they're calling it Twins and they're making each shoe
not
different.
Identical.
So
they're doing
they
the opposite. I think they're being ironic.
They're being like, ironic. So they're
saying,
calling their mismatched.
They're saying
shoes
we
twins.
don't think that shoes should be have to be identical. But
so they're fraternal twins.
Yeah.
They're highlighting fraternal twins.
Yes.
And the,
yes.
like the what is it? What a wonderful thing to be different and unique.
Yeah. And so they're challenging the idea that they have to be the same. So they're doing one small detail, usually a color on this shoe is different than the color on that shoe.
And it's funny they picked 1988 to debut this because 88 are twin numbers.
Oh, that's true.
I'm geeking out on numbers again.
But I saw this advertisement like yesterday. But they've been doing this since 1988. I was just not aware of this brand called Camper. I didn't know they had a twin collection, but apparently they've had it for a long time.
A very long time.
Okay. So in Only Murders in the Building, which I just started watching. I know you're the one that told me about it. I'm finally watching it, but this was on season one. So this was made a few years back.
Yep. I saw that season.
Okay. So season one, episode six starts with a narrator, the cop.
Yes.
There's a lady cop.
Yep.
And she's narrating the scene and they show a clip of these twin girls sitting on a couch. And she says, we're all born alone. Unless you're a twin, twins creep me the F out. And don't even get me started on triplets or quadruplets or whatever they're called. Like, this is how she starts the show, is her talking about how we're born alone. And then
she goes on a tirade about
twins and what she feels about them. And she does not like them. Everybody else is saying they like twins, they love twins, they're obsessed with twins. And then she's like, I don't like twins. But I'm just telling you, it's out there and I think it's really cool.
Okay. Collective unconscious, people.
It's a thing right now.
The universe is thinking about twins. Have you been thinking about twins before you listen to our episode?
I would just like everybody who's listening to this to now start paying attention of how many times twins come up.
Okay, but then there's the thing when you're looking for something, you're going to find it.
I know, but I just think maybe
just
people
like
aren't
when you
aware.
Paint your front door a different color, then you're noticing everybody else's front door.
Okay, but I really don't think that twins were mentioned that much my whole life. And then all of a sudden.
Well, there's more twins than there ever was. But you could be right about the collective unconscious.
No, but we had an episode where identical twins is still just as rare as it ever was.
That's true.
They're not any more prevalent just because of fertility
which
drugs.
I find hard to believe, because honestly when we were growing up I never saw other twins of any kind besides us, and now when I see twins, oftentimes they are identical. There's more people in the world.
Lived in a very unpopulated area, and now that town is much bigger.
It has
I don't
exploded.
Even know how many times bigger it is than when we were going there. It's not a small town anymore.
No,
you're
right.
Just around a lot more people than we were growing up.
That's true.
We did the research, remember? Identical
we did
twins,
the research.
There's not
remember.
Any more per
percentage-wise.
Percentage-wise in the population than there was before.
There's just more people.
Identical twins are very rare. People are just very obsessed with them right now.
Okay.
I just thought it was cool, and I want you to start paying attention.
I'm going to pay attention to if people hate or love twins, or if they're talking about twins in any way, or naming their products twins.
Or naming, like, if you're just seeing anything about twins, I want you to pay attention to see if it's happening, what seems like more
and
than
Wordle,
normal.
Wordle, what's your word tomorrow going to be? Twins?
It could be twins.
It could be twins.
Do you think they would do it? Have you seen a plural word?
You know what? I saw an ing word, which surprised me because I didn't think they'd put any suffixes on their words.
No, they don't usually do an action or a verb.
Or they don't usually add
it's
an
usually
ending
a noun,
to a
right?
smaller word. They mm-hmm. they have a complete word that's a root word by itself without
yes.
any endings on it.
Or making it plural in order to make it work. But twins might be different because when you're saying twins, you usually do put the S. You're not usually talking about
A single twin.
You're usually using
twins are plural by definition.
By definition.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to look. Everybody who plays Wordle, keep your eyes out because we predict that the word twins will show up eventually.
Yeah.
In the near future.
Unless they decided to use the word clone instead. Like maybe they thought of
that
twins.
That is their twins.
But they didn't want to use a plural word. Maybe they have
a word that has an S on it.
Maybe they
end.
Have standards where they're like, we're never going to do this.
Yeah.
We're never
going to
do it.
But I don't know. I didn't think I would see an ing and they did it. So it seems like they're breaking their own rules. Here's another rule.
Well, you would eventually run out of 5-letter words. So they probably have to start breaking their rules at some point.
Yes. I've noticed another rule that they have is at first they were using when there would be like a holiday, even if it was a religious holiday, they would mm-hmm. have the word of that day.
Mm-hmm. They got in trouble for that though.
They must have gotten in trouble. I didn't hear that they did. But
no, they
I
did. People were talking about it and they didn't like it.
They didn't like it because not everybody has the same religion or whatever. And so we're
so dumb. They can use whatever word they want to. It's their game.
No, but I get what they're saying. Like, what if you weren't a Christian and you had a different religion and your words never showed up in the Wordle? They're very like also I play that collections game and it has like things you're supposed to put words together that go together in a set. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, they do some pop culture words that mm-hmm. I'm like unfamiliar with. Like mm. they use slang or they use, you know, stuff that younger people would know about that I don't know about. And mm-hmm. I'm like, stop it. Old people are playing this game. The young people are not playing this game. So stop mm. doing that, millennials.
I haven't noticed that. But did you notice that I like that they don't try to do a word that has a negative connotation.
Yes, that's true.
Or crude or anything that would bring up like a bad feeling. But then the other day, the word was like demon or something.
Oh, I must not have played that.
Which
day.
I didn't like.
Yeah.
And it surprised me because I feel like they try to bring words that are either have a neutral feelings or sentiment that brings to mind or a positive one. They try not to do any negative words.
An evil person got in there and threw that word in. All
anyway.
Right. Well, okay, this is a lot to think about.
Yep, that was a good one.
Okay.
Oh, also, listeners, if you have any other twin stories that you'd like to talk to us about, we'd love
to
hear from you.
We always like to hear
your stories. We always want to hear from our listeners, our Twintopians out there. Go to our website, twintopiapod.com,
mm-hmm.
and you can leave us a message on our comment form. You can mm-hmm. write comments on our Facebook. You can Facebook Messenger us.
And I'm going to start calling when we talk on our daily phone call. I'm going to tell mm-hmm. you what I dreamed about. If I remember, I often don't remember. But if I do, I'm going to tell you because what if we're sharing the same dreams
okay,
and we just
don't
know?
Okay. It's going to be rare that I remember my dreams.
If you're a twin out there.
I seriously don't have – either I don't have dreams or at all or I'm not remembering.
Same. But like if you do remember, maybe that's the day that we had the same dream and we should definitely
call
each
other. You didn't have my same dream about the dead blackbirds.
Thank goodness.
It wasn't scary.
I know, but it was definitely symbolic.
It's scary when you think about it later, but at the time I was not feeling scared.
That's good.
I was just like, oh, what's this dead bird doing here?
Yeah.
So the dreams that I do remember, you have not had the same dreams.
So far that we know of.
That we know of.
Okay.
But yes, if you remember your dream, tell me and maybe it'll spark a memory that maybe
any other twins out there, call mm-hmm. your twin when you remember a dream.
Yes, there you go.
See if they had the same one.
Yes.
Because maybe this is a phenomena that we're not aware of.
We're just not aware it's happening.
We just don't think to tell each other, hey, listen to what I dreamed.
Okay. I'll be sure to tell you if I have a dream.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.